A day. Isn't it like 1,000 years?
Answers with Ken Ham, popular author and Bible conference speaker with Answers in Genesis. Well, Ken, a Christian told me recently that the days of creation just can't be ordinary days because the Bible also says that a day is like 1,000 years. Did that person have a valid point?
Oh, Mark, I feel like tearing my hair out every time I hear this argument. You know, the passage that likens a day to 1,000 years is found in 2 Peter chapter 3. And in this passage, Peter is explaining that God is outside of time. The context has nothing to do with the days of creation. But that's not all. You can't use a passage from the New Testament, which was written in Greek, to determine the meaning of a word in Genesis that was written in Hebrew. The meaning of the word depends upon its context according to the rules of that language. Besides, if people were consistent, then they should reinterpret the word day everywhere else it's used in the Old Testament. So why not say that Jonah was in the big fish 3,000 years instead of 3 days? Of course, that would make nonsense of the text. No, the word day in the context of the language of Genesis chapter 1 has to mean an ordinary day.
Ken Ham would like to share more with you about the 6 literal days of creation as they're recorded in Genesis. Find out what the Bible and real science say about the true age of the earth. Look for Ken Ham's free booklet on the 6 days of creation when you go to AnswersRadio.com.